We are between periods, second intermission. D.C. Everest and Merrill, and the Evergreens have a 4-0 lead. I'm Chris Conley. Very nice to be doing this game at ice level at the Greenheck Fieldhouse. First time we've been down low, surrounded by Evergreens fans this year. We've given up our normal up-high broadcast space to our friends at WJMT, who do some of the Merrill hockey games. I know that we missed them, our colleagues, when we did the basketball doubleheader on Tuesday night. Let's talk a little about the hockey playoffs, which get underway next week. Now, if you're familiar with the playoff seedings, teams 1 through 4 get byes in the first round, and the Evergreens go in as a number 5 seed. So it's teams 5 through 12 that play in the first round. So as the 5th seed, you get a home game, and you get to play team number 12, which is the lowest-ranked team in the bracket. So the matchup Tuesday night at the Greenheck Fieldhouse is the Evergreens against Tomahawk. The team that got the bye and is waiting in the wings for the winner of the D.C. Everest Tomahawk game is Spash. And that'll be interesting. Spash has beaten the Evergreens twice this year. And we don't want to look past it, but it's likely that the Evergreens will beat Tomahawk. The matchup then Friday night, a week from tomorrow, 8 days from now, would be at KB Willett Arena. Earlier this year, Spash shut out D.C. Everest 4-0. That was the game played at KB Willett. Kind of a low point for the Evergreens season. The Evergreens did not get a lot of scoring opportunities. But when the teams played here, that was a much different game. The Evergreens had a one-goal lead in the second period, had a one-goal lead into the third period, and could not hold it. That was a game that included a very long and kind of awkward delay when some of the plexiglass broke here. So the teams were kind of standing around. Then the Evergreens gave up the equalizer goal and then lost in overtime to Smash 3-2, but that was a much improved effort. So again, for the Evergreens, it is Tomahawk next Tuesday in the state playoffs. And the winner of that game getting Spash down in Stevens Point. We will have both of those playoff games here on Fox Sports Radio. And don't forget, we've already mentioned it in the broadcast, basketball doubleheader tomorrow. Wausau West plays D.C. Everest boys basketball at 6 from the Evergreens Fieldhouse. And then girls basketball at 8. If the Evergreen girls win that, they claim a share of the conference title for the Wisconsin Valley Conference. They'd be a very deserving conference champion. The Evergreen girls have been great this season. Evergreens in that second period got goals from Brady Burrell on a power play, and then 3 even strength goals, Bryce Dively, Matthew Yonke, and Avery Allard. So after being scoreless in the first period, the Evergreens staked themselves to a 4-0 lead. Shots on goal for the D.C. Everest Evergreens, 35, Merrill 9. D.C. Everest Hockey is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, Highways 29 and J in Weston, and Intercity State Bank, serving the community since 1952, financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. Intercity State Bank inviting you to come bank with us. We'll get the third period underway after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Greenheck Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Teams coming out of the locker room to get the third period underway. And the Evergreens seem to be sitting pretty here, up 4-0. Merrill played better in the first period than they did in the second. And there was a time towards the back end of that second period. Seemed like Merrill may have been more focused on putting the hurt on their opponent than they were on scoring. Thought this Merrill team was frustrated when they were down 3-0, and then they gave up another goal with the Evergreens scoring with just 15 seconds left in the period. Evergreens still have Michael Moe in goal. I could almost imagine a time when Moe might come out. Maybe Sam Erickson will get some playing time before this period is over. We are waiting for the Merrill goalie, Carlo Corbani, to lace up there. And now he is all set. Puck's about to drop, and it does. Third period underway from Greenheck. Glad you're still with us for the late night second game of our high school hockey Thursday doubleheader. Michael Plaza has it in the corner. It's behind the Evergreens net. D.C. Everest works forward here. Brady Burrell tried to get it out to center ice. Now Merrill looks to hold the zone in. It's sent into the corner, but the Blue Jays don't have anyone there. Avery Allard. Allard, a little bit of a hit there against Brady Burrell, and the Evergreens send it behind their own net, looking to rush the length of the ice. Puck goes forward now to Michael Plaza. Plaza skates in. He's onside. Plaza goes behind the net. Plaza has Babiarz in front if he can find him. Leaves it for one of his teammates behind the net, Brady Burrell. Now it's into the corner. Babiarz comes out of the slot. And Babiarz now stick handles, goes back out to the blue line. It is held in by Alex Degner. Slid into the corner. Down low, Brady Burrell. Burrell looks to center and just a little bit behind Avery Allard. Allard could not control as he was skating on net. It's into the corner. Chris Sackman. And now Merrill sends it around the boards. Evergreens hold it in at the blue line. Alex Degner. Degner sends it back into the corner where Babiarz is fighting for it. And there's Chris Sackman. Evergreens go back out to the blue line. Go across to Degner skating in. Shot deflected in front. A lot of traffic there in front of the net. Grant Dennis was on the doorstep. Evergreens cannot hold the zone. Comes back out to the neutral zone. Retreating for it is Bryce Dively. Dively now had it taken away. Evergreens on a change there. And Merrill's got the puck up along the near boards. Michael Bauman, take it away. Evergreen skating onside. Poke checked away as Grant Dennis was skating towards the net. Evergreen still hold the puck in the corner. Evergreen skate out to the blue line. Dennis is still there. Evergreen's now down into the corner. It's Tyler Kohler who's on the ice. Pass, though, back at the blue line. Unable to be corralled by Nate Bruns. Goes over his stick, goes all the way down. Bruns retreats. Merrill trying to pursue that puck. Here comes Bruns with a rush up the near side. Evergreens will have a 3-on-4. Had some numbers there. Big hit there. Put Bruns off the puck. Still holding it is Bryce Dively. Shot just wide. Rebound missed. Derek Tomczyk had a chance to put that back on net. It's in the corner. Evergreens still hold the zone with Grant Dennis. Dennis could not center. It's taken away by Justin Valentin. And the Evergreens control it center ice. And they go back there to Nate Bruns. Cross ice pass into the zone. Chris Sackman. Sackman was just taken down and we play on. Go into the corner. Bryce Dively behind the net. Dively looks to center. Tried the wraparound. Couldn't quite control it on the backhand side. Merrill defender takes it away. Juuso Valentin. 14:20 to play in the game. Evergreens are up 4-0. All four of those goals coming in the second period after we were scoreless through the first. Merrill's got it behind the net. Evergreen's changing, getting some fresh skates out along the near boards. Merrill sends it on the backhand into the zone, and Merrill's going to get a change here, too. He's dumped in by Nick Hoffman. Fighting in the corner there is Ryan Marasco. Marasco tried to center, but it's behind the net, and the Evergreens take it away. Coming up along the near boards, passes a little bit long there for Seth Jaglinski, and a Merrill defender takes it. Ben Rossbauer now comes free in front, shot off the post, and in it goes! Seth Jaglinski hit high off the crossbar and deflected into the net. Seth Jaglinski gives the Evergreens a 5-0 lead. With 13:45 left in the game, the Evergreens light the lamp yet again. Seth Jaglinski had an assist back in the second quarter, and now he's got a goal of his own. Let's see if we get assist information on that goal. Evergreens 5, Blue Jays nothing. Back to live action. Merrill controls the puck into the corner. Get an announcement shortly from our scorer's table. Just announcing that as Seth Jaglinski's first varsity goal, one that he'll remember. That's why we podcast these games, so that Seth Jaglinski and his family can remember the moment forever. All of our games are posted at foxsportswausau.com and at our sister station's website, wsau.com. Look for the podcast section along the top bar of our homepage. Now 13 minutes to play in the game. Michael Plaza retreating back to his own net as Plaza begins a rush. Maybe this is the last shift for the Evergreens' top line. Chris Babiarz is out there. Evergreens lost the puck. Merrill tries to take it away. Michael Bauman put it on goal. And we've got a whistle, and we are going to have a stoppage. We're going to have a penalty coming up here. Yes, we are. It's going to be Merrill's first power play as Alex Degner goes off the ice to serve a two-minute minor. Not that it matters at this point. I mean, the Evergreens are up 5-0. And the Evergreens hockey team is in action tomorrow night. Non-conference West Salem comes to visit. And I believe that's the game we will see probably more JV than varsity. Well, that's a coach's decision. I mean, you want your varsity team to be at that razor's edge if you go into the playoffs. Contact, number six, for the Evergreens, Alex Degner called for contact to the knee. And now over to the slot. Merrill comes across, shot on goal, save from Michael Moe with the glove. Nice save there. And Moe's got a long time since he's been tested. That one was put on net by Bryce Bronking. And Michael Moe gloved it, guarding the near post. Not going to be beat up high. Michael Moe came very close to recording a shutout at Chippewa Falls and was very frustrated. You could tell just from his body language when he gave up a goal late in the third period in what was a 4-1 Evergreens win. Short-handed, the Evergreens take it away. We've got a breakaway the other end for Brady Burrell. Burrell looks to center for Baby Ars and a save. Still loose in front. Baby Ars on the back end. Just missed. Evergreens with two opportunities. Short-handed, couldn't cash them in. And the Evergreens try and hold that zone. Now Merrill comes back the other way. It is the Blue Jays are on the power play. Evergreens, though, had the better scoring opportunities. Now it's behind the net. Nate Bruns applies the defense. Goes around the corner. Merrill's going to hold it in. Jaco Halepian now gives it away to his teammate, Michael Bauman. Bauman's in the corner. Comes back out to the point on goal. Deflected away. High check right in the crease against Nate Bruns, and it's cleared out of there. Nope, Merrill holds it back in at the blue line. Goes cross ice. One of the Evergreens defenders gets it out of the zone. That's nice defense from Nate Bruns. 45 seconds left in the power play, and the Evergreens shutout still intact, 5-0. Puck goes loose, and Nate Bruns just announced to this crowd in the third period, Spash leading Wausau West 3-2. That'd be unusual to see the Warriors have two conference losses. 20 seconds till we're back to even strength, and the Evergreens are holding the puck. Couldn't quite clear it out. It is held in by Ben Brown. And now the Evergreens send it out of there. 10 seconds left. Wrapped all the way around the boards. We're going to be back at even strength in just a minute. Blue Jays now have it on the stick of Ben Rasmussen. And we are back to even strength. 5-on-5 hockey with 10:45 left in the game. Evergreens 5, Merrill nothing. It's behind the net for DC Everest. Evergreens have to rush the length of the ice. And here comes Avery Allard along these near boards. Allard now gives it up. Skating at center ice is Grant Dennis. Dennis is onside. Nope, offside. Who was in a little early on the far boards? Bryce Dively got across the blue line a little too soon. 10.5 minutes to play, third period. And really the only question at this point in the game is, will Michael Moe get his shutout? Stake to a 5-0 victory. Faceoff is going to come outside the blue line. One of the referees, something came out from the bench area onto the ice. The referee had to skate all the way down to the other end of the sheet and clear it out. Face-off controlled by the Evergreens. Grant Dennis goes cross ice, sent into the zone by Avery Allard. But cross ice, a Merrill defender is there. Evergreens try and keep it in, got a whistle, got a stoppage. That puck, they're going to say that went over the blue line, so we're going to have an offsides timeout. Evergreens hockey is brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. Off the faceoff, puck comes out to the neutral zone. Alex Danger is there, look to go cross ice. A little too long. A Merrill defender, Joe Ludwig, shuttles it forward. Evergreens take it at the center circle. Nice backhand pass to Chris Sackman. Sackman is onside into the goal, along into the zone along the near boards. Evergreens get it down to the goal line with Avery Allard centering, and that's blocked by one of the defenders. Alex Degner tried the wrist shot, did not get through cleanly. Comes back out to the neutral zone. Evergreens slide it cross ice. Goes behind the net. Evergreens going to get a line change here as we have a stoppage with 9:45 left in the game. Evergreens hockey on Fox Sports Radio, sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Visit the newest Valley Communities Credit Union location in Cronenwetter. Faceoff will come to Michael Moe's right, and that almost went on goal off the faceoff. One of the Evergreen defenders stick checked it in. You know what? That went across the blue line and no whistle. Now back out to center ice. Evergreens will have an opportunity here. Michael Plaza. Puck carries off the boards and goes behind the net. So Plaza's now in the corner. Plaza looking to center. Got Baby Ars out there. Shot. Baby Ars tangled up in front. And also in front there was Alex Degner. Shot didn't go through cleanly. It goes into the corner. Fighting for it behind the net is Brady Burrell looking to center. Comes out along the far boards. Nate Bruns holds it in. It's behind the net. And Brady Burrell is there. back into the corner. Chris Babiarz. Babiarz struggled to get it out to the blue line, and he did. Stick handling, got a man in front on the backhand side. Michael Plaza couldn't control it, but Babiarz comes away with the puck again. Under 9 minutes to play in the game. Evergreen's holding the zone 5-on-5. There's a shot, goes wide from 8 runs, missed the wide post. Michael Plaza fights for it in the corner. Plaza gets the puck back, now in front. There's a shot and a save. Nate Bruns with the shot. Going down low was Carlos Corbani. And the rebound comes out beyond the blue line to center ice. Evergreen send it back in. Derek Tomczyk. It's a pretty good shift there for the Evergreens, even though they didn't score. They're up 5-0. 4 goals, second period. One more here in the third period. Neutral ice here, and the Evergreens go across the sheet to Chris Sackman. Sackman sends it to the corner. A Merrill defender is waiting for it behind his net, Matt Ludwig, but the Evergreens fight for that puck. Here's Tyler Schubring. Schubring tried the wraparound, covered up. You know what? That was a quick whistle. Carlos Corbani didn't quite have that puck secured. That puck was loose for a minute. Saved by the whistle. We're going to have a faceoff to Carboni's right. And the faceoff there goes briefly in front of the net. You know what? We have an unrostered number 5 for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. Wish I could tell you exactly who that is, but he's out on the ice. The Evergreens are playing some of their secondary players here. 5, not on my roster, but he's out there. Evergreens look to center, and now shot save, Alex Degner. Loose in front again, and the rebound comes out beyond the zone. Evergreens left to track it down. Michael Moe almost came out of net to help one of his defenders get it. Alex Degner there. Degner is pestered by 2 of the Merrill Blue Jays. 7.5 minutes to play. Evergreen still have it behind the net and will have to rush the length. Along the far boards goes ahead to Isaac Shiro. And now it's back behind the net again. Evergreen's content to play some keep away here at center ice. Nameless number 5 had it go off his stick and now into the corner to Dylan Heller. Evergreens take it away in the zone. Alex Degner. Degner didn't have anyone in front. Evergreens will get a change here. So, yeah, there was the JV shift. The Evergreens had some of the players who don't usually see a lot of ice time out there here. Now it's in front. A shot from Maryland just went wide. Michael Moe had to go low. Bryce Shilkowski had the scoring opportunity for Merrill there. And the Evergreens try and get it out. It does. Roll just across the blue line. And the zone is clear. Merrill again, because they're not deep. I think they may be only going 2 shifts here. Merrill keeps their skaters on the ice. Some of them look a little leg-weary up along the near boards. Evergreens push it forward. That's Matthew Yonke coming away with the puck. Is Seth Jaglinski. That went wide into the corner. Austin Shiro fights for it there. Shiro taken down. Physical in the corner. Evergreens try and hold this puck. Have a man in front if they can see him. Not really. It's left over for Avery Allard. Shot just missed the near post. Goes all the way around, and Derek Tomczyk holds it in. Tomczyk sends it back behind the net. We're going to go under 6 minutes to play in just a moment. Evergreen's still up 5-0. They are still looking for more. Matthew Yonke. Yonke's got a goal and an assist in tonight's game. Had Seth Jaglinski in front. Jaglinski deflected his shot in off the post and got his first varsity goal earlier in this period, and he's looking for more. Matthew Yonke along the near boards. Cross ice pass. Derek Tomczyk shot off the blocker. Rebound loose in front. Trying for a rebound is Bryce Dively. Couldn't find the far post. Evergreen still hold it in. Keep the pressure on, Merrill. Derek Tomczyk. Tomczyk holds it into the blue line. Now sends it down into the corner. Grant Dennis is there. To take that back, that's Bryce Dively. Dively comes back out. Shot, a lot of traffic in front, and Derek Tomczyk just slid it wide of the near post. Evergreens control on the rebound. And now it's behind the net. Evergreens look to center. From close range, shot, tough angle, and it's blocked. Matthew Yonke tried to go up high from very close range, but he didn't really have an angle. This goes all the way down for icing with 5:22 left in the game. Evergreens up 5-0. And, you know, the Evergreens just kind of have that sense that there are still goal-scoring opportunities in this game. And, you know, if you play competitive hockey, when you have the opportunity to score, you bet you want to do it. Evergreens Hockey brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Faceoff came to the right of the Merrill zone. Evergreens still holding the zone. You know, the puck has been in this half of the rink, it seems like, for the entire third period. Now here comes Jaakko Halpanen. for the Merrill Blue Jays. Cleared it out, carried it in, went cross-ice looking for one of his teammates. Kyle Kleinsmith put that one on goal from out near the blue line. Michael Moe with a stick save there. Seems like it's been a while since Moe's had to make a save. Now under 5 minutes to play. This goes high off the boards, wave off icing. The Evergreens fight for it in the corner. Tyler Schubring is now on the ice for the Evergreens. Schubring, an unnamed number five there. Schubring got taken down. That's not called. Evergreen slid it on goal. That was Josh Merchant who just missed. Merchant now on the ice. Kane Gilray is out there as well. Good to see Kane getting some ice time. It is behind the net. One of the Merrill defenders has it there. Kane Gilray holds the zone in. Gilray has had a good JV season. Shot deflected in front and a score! Kane Gilray put it on goal. And it's either going to be a goal for Gilray or for one of his teammates in front. I think Seth Jaglinski was in front again. Nice to see if they give that goal to Kane Gilray. JV player getting some time with the varsity. We'll wait and see if it's Gilray's from outside or if they're going to give it to one of the other players who is in front. The goal comes at even strength with only 4:16 left in the game. And the Evergreens lead the Blue Jays 6-0. Evergreens worked very hard in the first period and did not have a goal to show for it. They've kept up the effort and have gotten better results since then. Four goals in the second period, two more here in the third, and what's coming out to be a very nice and solid win for these DC Everest Evergreens. Puck is behind the Merrill net. The Evergreens now look to hold the zone in. And the Evergreens have just gotten another goal. Unnamed number five, whose name we're going to find out in just a moment when they announce it over the PA, and we're glad to give him credit as the Evergreens get another quick goal just 20 seconds after their last score. So we have some catching up to do. Evergreens now up 7-0. Under 4 minutes to play. Kane Gilray does indeed get credit for the goal that makes it 6-0.
Number five, Cameron Kissinger.
Cameron Kissinger.
Assisted by number four, Mikey Sackman.
Is number five, and Mike Sackman.
Number 23, Isaac Shiro.
And Isaac Shiro get saved. So, all right, two first-time goal scorers, Kane Gilray and Cameron Kissinger, who is unrostered number five. All right, Cameron, we got you for the rest of the game with 3 minutes to play. Cameron's parents must be proud, and we will call him by name for the rest of the ball game. Shot now into the corner. Evergreen still hold the zone with this 7-0 lead. Uh-oh, we've got a number four on the ice, and he, too, is unrostered. And he comes back out to number four, who can't hold it at the blue line. Evergreen's looking to play out the final 2.5 minutes here. This turns out to be a blowout victory today. 7-0. Evergreen's now onside. Josh Merchant, backhand shot. There's a save. Josh Merchant had a backhand opportunity. And Carlo Cabani covered up there. Cabani was under duress, really, in the first period. Broken down a little bit, though, in the second and third. The Evergreens have tallied three more times in the third period. With only 2 minutes and 10 seconds left. And the Evergreens lose that faceoff.
2 seconds left in the third period. Wassel West, Conley scores. Tie game.
Just announcing to the crowd that the Wassel West Spash game is tied now 3-3 late in the third period. Of course, that game is already over in real time as we are on tape delay right now. Puck slides into the corner here. Isaac Shiro will fight for it for the Evergreens. 1:40 left till the final horn sounds here at Greeneck. And Walsall West needs that win over Stevens Point. Here's a shot, and Michael Moe gloved it. Michael Moe is working on his shutout here. And Moe dropped it from one of his defenders and sent down for icing with 1:25 to play, 1:24. And you know what? The clock is still running, even though we have a stoppage here. I get it, because we're in running time now at 7-0. And the faceoff is going to come to Michael Moe's left. Puck drops. We go under a minute. It's into the corner. Derek Tomczyk behind the Evergreens net. So let's see if Michael Moe does indeed get his shutout. Merrill's got it still in their zone. It's sent off the boards by Austin Behringer. 50 seconds left for Michael Moe's shutout. Evergreens take it away. And the Evergreens send it out to center ice. Nope, Merrill sends it back in the zone. It's behind the net. 40 seconds left. Evergreens have a defender back there, Derek Tomczyk. Evergreens look to clear it out. Austin Shiro got a takedown, and we got a whistle as two players got tangled up as one of the Evergreens players went down. 30 seconds left in the game. See if we're going to take somebody off the ice. Little rough there in that far corner. And we are going to have an Evergreens penalty. Derek Tomczyk will come off. Actually, double penalties here. Not seeing who the Merrill player is that came off the ice, but Tomczyk is off too, with just 26 seconds left. Faceoff is going to come to Michael Moe's left, so he may still have to be sharp for the last half minute of this game if he wants the shutout. His team leads 7-0, and what would make the night complete is to see Michael Moe hang up a zero on these Merrill Blue Jays. Faceoff drops. It does come towards the net, and now it is cleared out of there by Cameron and goes out to center ice. 20 seconds left. That was on goal, and Michael Moe from outside the blue line made the save and leaves it in the corner. 15 seconds left. It's stuck in the corner, about 25 feet away from the net, and we go under 10 seconds to play. It's on the stick of one of the Evergreens. Michael Moe will get his shutout as the final horn sound. Evergreens 7, Merrill nothing. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. They win their final conference game of the season, solidify their hold on fourth place in the Valley Conference standings. D.C. Everest 7, Merrill nothing. We'll be back with a quick wrap-up after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Green Heck Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Just moments ago, the D.C. Everest Evergreens defeated the Merrill Blue Jays 7-0. We were scoreless at the end of the first period. Evergreens had four goals in the second period. Goals from Brady Burrell on a power play, and then even strength goals from Bryce Dively, Matthew Yonke, and Avery Allard with 15 seconds left. So the Evergreens had a 4-0 lead going into the third period, and then they lit the lamp three more times. Seth Jaglinski off the post into the net for a goal, and then first varsity goals of their career for Kane Gilray and for Cameron Kissinger after the game was no longer in doubt late in the third period. Michael Moe gets the shutout. Merrill only got 12 shots on goal. Michael Moe with 12 saves. The Evergreens, 53 shots on goal and 46 saves for Merrill goalie Carlo Carboni. Again, the Evergreens out shooting the Blue Jays 53-12 tonight. Evergreens right back in action tomorrow against West Salem. That's a game we will not have on the radio because we'll have the Wausau West D.C. Everest boys and girls basketball doubleheader. And that is our next Evergreens broadcast. Join us at 5:45 tomorrow. Valentine's Day basketball doubleheader. The boys game is first, Wausau West and D.C. Everest. Then the Evergreens girls basketball team tomorrow at 8 plays for a conference championship against a tough opponent, the Wausau West Warriors. That's going to wrap it up from Green Heck Fieldhouse tonight. Again, our final score, D.C. Everest defeats Merrill 7-0. The Evergreens improved to 6-5 in Valley Conference play and 12-10 overall. Thanks for being with us for our Fox Sports High School Hockey doubleheader. I'm Chris Conley. You've been listening to Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.